Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, a piece of big news, and I think good economic news. The committee from the Republican National Committee, the site convention committee, voted over the weekend to select Milwaukee for the 2024 Republican National Convention. Now, before you start throwing tomatoes, let's talk about why it's good news and to what extent it can be bad news. By the way, this still has to be confirmed beginning of August. I think it's August 2nd and 3rd by the whole Republican National Committee. That has 300 or 400 people on it. But they always go along. They always go along with the site selection committee. That means Republican National Convention is very likely, almost certainly going to come to Milwaukee in the summer of 2024. Now remember something. Here's why I think it's good news. In 2020, we were awarded the Democratic National Convention. It was not the fault of anyone that COVID intervened. Remember, COVID started to hit basically January, February, March time period of 2020. There were no vaccines at that point. People thought that somehow COVID was transmitted by surface infection. People were buying groceries and sticking them in the garage for 3 days to, you know, to kind of de-louse them. People were calling up grocery stores and saying, you do the shopping for me and stick it in my car and I'm going to pull up and pop the trunk and not even talk to you. Here's my credit card. Remember that kind of stuff? And people were afraid to shake hands and this kind of thing. Well, turned out, we later found out this was airborne from sneezing, breathing, that kind of thing. And then, of course, there were vaccines, and now there's going to be an in-person convention. So we got shafted out of the 2020 convention for nobody's fault. There were some proceedings here, but basically people had to make sure that our candidate, Joe Biden, and our congressional people and the rest of them didn't get COVID. And the Republicans did the same thing. It was all virtual. So we had a virtual convention. However, there's a lot of money spent, and not only that, you know, restaurants and hotels in particular, but small businesses, stores that sell to tourists and all that, took a bath because of that. Well, now they're not going to take a bath. The Republican National Committee will bring their convention here in 2024. Now, there are a number of people in the Democratic Party, and I don't blame them. What do you mean in the Democratic Party? I'm the guy. I was the chairman. I don't blame myself. There's a certain distaste. A lot of people go, oh, listen, do I want to walk down Milwaukee and go to one of the great restaurants here? There's so many of them, the Bartolotta Group, Buckley's, Bavette. You have Sanford's. You have, my goodness, you have so many great Mason Street Grill. You have so many good restaurants. And you know, I'm not leaving anybody out on purpose. Zaffiro's, Lisa's, Sala. Of course, that's all Italian in my neighborhood. I go there all over the place. All over the place. And you don't want to go walking in. You go walking in with your wife or husband and you say, oh, we're going to have a great pizza tonight. And they're sitting at the table as Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Lauren Boebert and Paul Gosar. And you go, I'm going somewhere else. Yeah, I know that's what you're thinking. That's probably not going to happen. Why is that not going to happen? It's probably not going to happen because I was a delegate to the Democratic National Convention in 1980 in New York, in 1984 in San Francisco, and I went with credentials in 1988 in Atlanta, Georgia. So I've been around. I've been to a couple of these rodeos. The truth of the matter is what happens is people will rent the whole restaurant, you know, donors, this one and that one. They'll rent the whole restaurant or they'll rent, a party room or that kind of thing. The odds of you're seeing Matt Gaetz at the next table are slim to none, and Slim just left town. However, if you go to the Pfister lobby, you're going to see folks. You're going to see celebrities. I would really like to see Liz Cheney, and I'd really like to see Adam Kinzinger. I hope they go to it. Adam Kinzinger's not running for re-election, and Liz Cheney is she's like Joan of Arc. I mean, she will go down in history as the Joan of Arc, the Republican Party, in the Trump era. Just a magnificent historical figure. I hope she wins her primary in Wyoming. Other than that, I hope she gets picked up, get picked up by Biden and his cabinet. But in any event, I'm hoping she's there. I'd like to see her. And in any event, it's good celebrity sighting. However, there will be demonstrations. There will be demonstrations. Security is going to have to figure out a way how to accommodate demonstrations in a peaceful manner. We do not want Chicago from 1968. Got to be in a peaceful manner. And very appropriately, letting your sentiments come out. But why do I say it's then good news? You know, there are people who will say, no way, Jose, we do not want this. Well, let me tell you what. I know a lot of people in Milwaukee who own restaurants, small restaurants. I know people in Milwaukee who own hotels. I know people in Milwaukee who have small businesses that sell things that tourists like to buy. And Milwaukee is somewhat dependent on tourism, the way northern Wisconsin can be dependent on tourism in a different way. Up there, snowmobiling, okay, deer hunting, boating, you know, summer sports, winter sports. It's all great. It's terrific. There's no more beautiful place in the world to go than northern Wisconsin in summer or winter. I have relatives in Hayward. I have relatives in Wisconsin, Whiskey Rapids. I had relatives in Jump River. You know where Jump River is? Well, I'll give you a hint. It's near Ladysmith, okay? It's near Ladysmith. So the point of the matter is I know it, but I also know Milwaukee, and Milwaukee is a great tourist attraction. You know, we have the Brewers. We have the Bucks when they're in season. When the Packers, a lot of people stay in Milwaukee and then drive up to the Packer game and then come back. We have Summerfest, Irish Fest, German Fest, Festa Italiana. We have Bastille Days. We have, I don't know how many fests, tons of fests, great Polish fests, great fests, African World Festival, Summer Moon. It's all good stuff, all good stuff. Indian Summer, all good stuff. So we have all this great stuff. People are in here all the time because you have to pay people. You have to pay wait staff. You have to pay people who make the beds in motels. That money, a couple hundred million bucks, is coming to the Milwaukee area and most of Wisconsin. They'll take rooms in Madison, O'Hare Airport, and Sheboygan, as well as we're seeing Kenosha and Milwaukee. Terrific, terrific. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back to after the break.